I was alone where I was raised. Up in the mountains, so still it makes you scared, where God lies sleeping in his big white beard. And I heard the sound of the squirrel in the pine. And I heard the earth a-breathing through the long night time. Now they fiddle the rose, and they fiddle the thorn, but they ain't fiddle the mountain corn. They fiddle sinful, and they fiddle moral, but they ain't fiddle the mountain laurel. They fiddle loud, and they fiddle still, but they ain't fiddle the whippoorwill. Well, I started off with a dump-diddle-dump. Oh, hell's broke loose in Georgia. Skunk cabbage growing on a bee-gum stump. Whippoorwill, you're singing now. That Georgia booze is a mighty fine booze. The best you ever poured ya. It'll eat the soul right off in your shoes. Hell's broke loose in Georgia. My mama was a whippoorwill pure. My papa, he was lazy. Hell broke loose in a new store shirt to fiddle all Georgia crazy. Swing your partners up and down the middle. Sashay now, now listen to my fiddle. Flapjacks flipping on a red-hot griddle. Hell's broke loose, hell's broke loose, hell's broke loose in Georgia. Fire in the mountains, snakes in the grass. St. Cyr ballin' now, Lord, let them pass. Go down Moses, send the people free. Pop goes the wizard of the old Red Sea. Jonah sitting on a hickory bough. Up jumps a whale now, where's your prophet now? Rabbit in a peat patch, blossom in a pot. Drying down my fiddle now, my fiddle's getting hot. Whippoorwill singing in the mountain hush. Whippoorwill shouting from the burning bush. Whippoorwill crying from the stable door. Sing tonight as you never sang before. Sing tonight as you never sang before. Hell's broke loose like a stomping mountain shoat. Sing till you bust the gold in your throat. Hell's broke loose for 40 miles around. Try and stop the music if you don't sing it down. Sing in the mountains, little whippoorwill. Sing in the valley, slapping with a hill. You're strutting high as an eagle's quill. Hail's broke loose, a hail's broke loose, a hail's broke loose in Georgia. Fire on the mountains, snakes in the grass. Saints here, but in the little pass. Go down Moses, send people free. Pop goes wisdom, the old Red Sea. Jonah sitting on a hickory bough. Up to his whale now, where's your prophet now? A rabbit in a pea patch, possum in a pot. Try and stop my fiddle, now my fiddle's getting hot. Whippoorwill singing in the mountain bush. Whippoorwill sitting in the burning bush. Whippoorwill singing in the stable door. Sing tonight as you never sang before. Sing tonight as you ain't sang before. Hail's broke loose like a stone mountain. Sing till you bust the gold in your throat. Hell's broke loose for 40 miles around. Try and stop the music if you don't sing it down. Sing in the mountains, little whippoorwill. Sing in the valley, slapping with the hill. You're strutting high as an eagle's quill. Hell's broke loose, oh. Hell's broke loose, oh. Hell's broke loose in Georgia.
No.
Not yet. And there weren't a sound. You all are so sharp, you're just too sharp, I tell you. There weren't a sound when I stopped bowing. Over yonder in the east, the dawn was a-growing. Oh, and I thought I fiddled all night, and I've lost. You're a good hillbilly, but you've been bossed. And then I went to congratulate old man Dan. But he put his fiddle into my hand, and the noise of the crowd began. Oh, man. I think I learned something about orchestrating that. I don't quite know what, but... Oh, God, you all are great, really. Huh? Yeah, need a cue card, right? Right. Well, it was the first time I ever remembered to actually say, now there's going to be a part where you all come in. Boy, are you all there, I tell you. I mean, it's the audience anyone could want, you know? Well, let's see. How we do it. Well, maybe I'll tell you one more sort of story that sort of involves me in the natural world and various ways that it helped me, and maybe we'll have a song after that and kind of call it quits. We've got afterwards we can have time for some questions or some talking or whatever y'all might be into. I spent a lot of time hitchhiking in my earlier days. And I got out of school and I was kind of looking for America, you know. I wanted to kind of go and see what I could find out in the big world and trying to figure out how I could be a naturalist in this world and how I could use a little of my art training. And, you know, I was kind of traveling all around and I wanted to go to California. I hitchhiked to California and I had a friend of a friend who was homesteading up in British Columbia. Well, that sounded pretty exciting to me. So I thought, oh my, I ought to just go up there and see what that's all about. And so I hitchhiked to British Columbia and ended up in there, and I was trying to find this guy, and he lived way back on these dirt roads off in the edge of the Rocky Mountains. And I was hitchhiking down one road, down another road. It was hardly anybody coming along, so I was mostly walking. Of course, anyone did come along would pick you up because they hadn't seen anyone in a long time either. And I finally got to this guy's place, you know, and he wasn't there, you know, and there was no sign that he'd been around for a while, you know. So I stayed at this place one night and left him a note. Well, I'm friend of a friend, and sorry I missed you, and started on back down the road and was hitchhiking. And this young couple comes and picks me up, and they were new in the area there, but they were going to camp out on this stream. And they said, oh, yeah, they knew the guy I was visiting. They said, yeah, he's working down in town, and he's got a job down there, and he'll be down there for most of the summer. And they said, if you want, you know, you want to be around here in British Columbia a little while, come camp with us. We're going to move into a cabin in a couple of weeks. And until then, we're going to camp out on the stream. And, you know, we got lots of food, and, you know, and just come hang out with us for a while. So that sounded kind of nice, and I thought that'd be perfect. So I went and camped with them for a few days, and we had just a nice time. It was sort of interesting because they were sort of quiet kind of people, and they didn't have a lot to say, and it kind of wound me down a little bit, you know, and I'm just jabbering away, and you know, I'd say, well, I found out that they were going to have a baby, you know, and I said, oh, that must be putting a lot of your changes into your life, that, you know, you're going to be in this cabin and you're going to have a baby out here in the cabin, and must be putting a lot of changes in your life, huh? And I remember asking her that, and she goes, yeah. It just kind of wound me right down, you know. We listened to the river a lot, and that river would just speak, and it would sing, and it would talk, and I thought, well, gee, here we are just being so mellow around this camp. I think the one thing I need to do, I want to go climb up, see if I can get to one of these snow-capped mountains that are surrounding us. Maybe it'd be fun to get to the snow. Here it is in June, you know. So I started up the side of this one mountain, and there weren't any trails. It was just a matter of bushwhacking through the spruce trees. And I climbed, and I climbed, and I climbed. I'd packed my lunch and packed a little sketch pad, and I just wanted to go up, see how far I could get. Well, I got up to this ridge, and I realized that I wasn't even halfway up that mountain, and it was, you know, it was into the afternoon. So I got up on that ridge, and I was kind of looking around. I did some sketches of the mountains, and just really was enjoying this incredible vista just down over this valley. You could see lakes and streams going through it, and I saw the shadows kind of getting longer in the valley. I thought, I better just kind of go down this hill here before it gets too late, and I was just getting back into the spruce trees down off of this ridge, and all of a sudden this big bird just flushes right in front of me and lands up on a tree. And it lands like, you know, like 10 feet away. And sit down, it was big, it was like a grouse, but it wasn't like any kind of grouse I'd ever seen. It was sort of greenish looking, and looked down at me and started making this noises. Whoop, 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 whoop. Just looking at me, just making this noise. Whoop, 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 whoop. What is this all about? This grouse is just sitting there. And I thought, well, you're just going to sit there. I'm going to try to draw your picture. And so I sort of slipped into my sketch pad, got my sketch pad out in my pen, and I started sketching there a little bit, started drawing. That grouse just kind of went, whoop, 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 whoop. And it turned around on the branch, you know, gave me a new pose. And I just kept sketching, you know. Well, I found out later that this bird was called a spruce grouse. And a spruce grouse is a bird that is found up in the far north, but in desolate areas, because it's known for being tame. And it can't really stand the populations of people because the people kill them. And in fact, the white traders would call them fool hens because they were so tame, and you could hit them with a stick. And it was a good survival food, you know, but how this animal can survive like this, but this is one of its characteristics. And so I'm just drawing this picture, this bird. And I got a couple little sketches, you know, nothing too elaborate, but a couple little sketches, and then the bird flies off. And I got overcome with this feeling. I thought, here I am in the Canadian Rockies, you know, one of the most beautiful and spectacular areas in the world. I've been drawing the landscape, and I've been drawing the wildlife. Oh, my God, I'm a wildlife artist. Holy cow. Wow, I'm a wildlife artist. And I think, well, geez. Well, now, how did I get here? Did I get an NEA grant? Well, no, I didn't get any. Did National Geographic hire me? No, National Geographic didn't hire me. How did I get here? I hitchhiked here and started doing it, started drawing wildlife. I want to be a wildlife artist? Okay, draw wildlife. And, uh, And I realized that, you know, if someone had told me when I was, you know, failing out of biology in college a few years before, you know, that I would be a wildlife artist in the Canadian Rockies, that would seem to me to be the most impossible, wonderful dream that could have ever happened to me. And here I was, I did it. And I just fly hitchhiking up there and doing it. And I think at some level, that sort of, that little crystallization influenced my life in a lot of ways. And I really didn't think about the spruce grouse too much after that. I mean, I went on and did my thing and been doing it ever since. And then, a couple years ago, someone said to me, "Hey, have you ever seen a spruce grouse?" And I said, "A spruce grouse? Yeah, I have. Why do you ask that?" And he says, "Oh, you know, Indian legend. You know about spruce grouse?" I said, "No. What?" He says, "Oh, the Indians always consider them to be a messenger bird. And when they come, you should pay attention because they bring an important message, you know." Well, when I pick myself up off the ground, I realized that, you know, us honkies, we can have visions too, you know, and we can relate to the natural world and you know, and I've just been doing it ever since, and I just hope you all do that too, you know. So that's the end of that story. Let's just sort of close with one little song, and this one's just real nice, and this is how the chorus goes. It's green, green, rocky road, promenading green. Tell me, who do you love? Oh, tell me, who do you love? Tell me, who do you love? Oh, tell me, who do you love? Yeah, so we try together. It's green, green, rocky road, promenading green. Tell me, who do you love? Oh, tell me, who do you love? Saturday night and Sunday too, love is on my mind. Monday morning, break of day, oh, massa got me gwine, Lord, oh, massa got me gwine. It's green, green, rocky road, promenading green. Tell me, who do you love? Oh, tell me, who do you love? Blackbird, pull that two-horse plow. Oh, sparrow, why don't you? 'Cause my legs is little and long, and day my bus in two, Lord, oh, day my bus in two. It's green, green, rocky road, promenading green. Tell me, who do you love? Oh, tell me, who do you love? Jaybird singing in a white oak tree, just singing out his soul. Sly big black snake crawl up that tree, he swallowed that poor boy whole, man, he swallowed that poor boy whole. It's green, green, rocky road, promenading green. Tell me, who do you love? Oh, tell me, who do you love? Thank you. Ooka dooka soda cracker. Does your mama chew tobacco? If your mama chew tobacco, ooka dooka soda cracker. It's green, green, rocky road, promenading green. Tell me who do you love? Oh, tell me who do you love? Tell me who do you love? Oh, tell me who do you love? Lovely as a rose, as sweet as any blossom. If you want to get your finger bit, just poke it at a possum. Lord, just poke it at a possum. It's green, green, rocky road, promenading green. Tell me who do you love, oh, tell me who do you love. Love, it is a funny thing. It acts just like a lizard, crawls up and down your old backbone and nibbles at your gizzard. Lord, it nibbles at your gizzard. It's green, green, rocky road, promenading green. Tell me who do you love, oh, tell me who do you love? Saturday night and Sunday too, love is on my mind. Monday morning, break of day, oh, massa got me gwine, Lord, oh, massa got me gwine. It's green, green, rocky road, promenading green. Tell me who do you love, oh, tell me who do you love. Tell me who do you love, oh, tell me who do you love. Tell me who do you love, oh, tell me who do you love. Not only do you get in free, but you get to ask questions and sit around half the night jawing about one thing or another, swapping stories or whatever you want to do. I'm available. And, you know, thanks a lot. If you've sat long enough, I don't blame you. You know, I want to get up and shake a little bit.
Attempt to get off
here. Yeah, right. I've done some ground ball sets, but you take a broomstick for the fucking nail on the end, and then you